Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Wow. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you so much. What a great show. My friend, my colleague, host of a fantastic show, Christine Clark, is joining us here today. And I love what she's talking about. I love it. I'm going to tell you what that is in a minute. But I want to tell you a little bit about her. When I went back, I've been able to work and have had the honor of working with Christine, helping her with her show, getting things started, and then watching the evolution of the power of her message. So much so, and you all can listen to her show to know what I'm about to say, that I looked for classes in our area now that we can be like out to learn how to forge. And you'll hear what that is shortly. But what is it about her? Look, when you think about what she's done, she has forged her life in the fires of self-employment. Now, I can't even say that because first bunch of years of my life was like corporate, you know, like security, then there wasn't any. But when you are creating, you learn some things. You learn how to move beyond the mental and emotional blocks that stand between us. Now she teaches that. You know, she is the coach for your entrepreneurial life, but she's also more than that. You know, certificates in coaching, breakthrough coach, neuro-linguistic programming coaching, NLP was one of the greatest things that I've ever learned, right? And learned how to use it for myself. She has been an elite success coach, a master coach. But when you think about what she's doing, and when you think about what it means to forge a life, you cannot help come up with the word, ready? Your life. Your transformation. That's what today's episode is about with Christine Clark. You're going to get to hear more about her, her own story, her journey, and why people love working with her. Because you have to have gone through the fire to help other people know how to get through the fire. You can't talk about getting through the fire if you've never been through it. Christine, I'm great to have you.
Oh, great to be here, Pat. Thank you. I could just listen to you forever. You just keep laying it on. I'll receive that. Yeah, thank you.
I want to start, though, with that statement, because we're going to talk about transformation. And, you know, what Absolutely. You say is transformation is the name of the game of life.
It is.
But it's very difficult. People can see what it's like to walk through the fire. That is a term everybody knows. Mm-hmm. But to become a teacher or a mentor or a coach of others, you would have had to walk through it. And I do not know if it is possible to separate walking through the fire and transformation. So from your perspective, how do we combine them? And what have you learned about transformation other than that's the name of our network? But what have you learned about this, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because we all walk through the fire. I mean, you get in these areas and these places in our life where things are just tough, they're hard, or, you know, where we do it in mass, like over the last, you know, 2 years as a country and in around the world. And for me, transformation is when you choose to make it intentional, because we all are getting under pressure. We all go through the fire. And some of the things that happen to us, the way we create stories, the way we begin to operate in our lives is reactionary, or it's just because of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And we are being transformed, but maybe not in the best ways, and maybe not in ways that we're actually aware of. Mm. And transformation is when you become intentional, where you are really active in looking at what's going on with me? What do I want? What do I need to shift? Yeah. And then dive into doing the work of shifting. I mean, really.
Yeah. I was looking at this here recently, and I think you said it best. I don't think any one of us could have predicted the past 3 years. You know, people say, well, it hasn't been 3 years. I'm like, yeah, it really has. I mean, it has been 3 years since we got the notion to be afraid of something that we didn't know was going to be called COVID. Mm-hmm. But we got that notion to be afraid about 3 years ago. And yet at the same time, what people have had to do in the way you just described it, In ordinary circumstances, they would have thought impossible, but people have persevered. We have demonstrated extraordinary resilience. Does transformation, the process of it, does it help us build?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't get that resilience. You can't get that strength. You can't know that you can deal and get through it until you've been through it. And sometimes, I mean, when I work with people, this seems to be one of the primary things that keeps coming up, is we get caught on how tough it is and how long we've been in this tough spot. And for me to open the window for them to see, yes, but look at what you're doing. Look at what you are able to accomplish within this tough framework. Look at how strong you really are. Look at how resilient you really are, because you can't confirm beyond the shadow of a doubt what you're capable of until you're in it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and what I love about this conversation is, you know, it's so timely. It's timely in a lot of ways. You know, one of the things that I was really struck by last week is Jessica, myself, and Linda, we started to look at the, you know, the forward movement we have now and what it requires. And we had a moment where we had the illusion of normalcy. We had the delusion. And so what we started to do is map out a game plan as if everything was normal. Why didn't that work? Well, it didn't work because one by one, staff members not feeling real well, right? Mm-hmm. Things are changing. And so I want you to talk about the journey of this, because when the three of us get together, it was almost like black and white. It was, you know, switch on, switch off. It was like clap on, clap off, right? That like commercial.
Right.
And that was for us a fundamental error in our logical thinking, and it was wishful. Once we got the message, we packed up, and then I'm looking at your show and I'm saying, wait a minute, we're in the journey mode still, right? Is that transformation?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you're in that curve where you've got it all planned out. You have an idea about this is what we're going to do. This is how it's going to roll forward. And then it doesn't happen that way. And the problem is, you know, in the process of the forging, you have that, the smith when he pre-curves that katana, and that is the precursor to be able to put on the edge. And, you know, but the analogy I love is that when you're looking at the curve, if you look down the curve, it drops away from you. You can't see nothing. You can't see past where you're at. And I think that's what happens is we have these plans. We are very careful about being able to set our projections. This is what it's going to take. This is where we want to go. Yay. And then life and business and everything starts happening and it starts coming up. That's not going to work that way. Whoops, it's not going to work that way. And then we have to adjust. You have to make those shifts. Yeah. And sometimes transformation is those little tiny shifts of like just simply saying, okay, fine, let's pivot. Fine, yeah. Let's pivot. And that keeps you in motion and allows you to continue on the journey. My own personal life is in this right now. I have an elderly parent, and over the last few months, my mother's ability to manage has declined drastically. And so suddenly I'm in this full-time caretaker position And she's 40 minutes away. And if that is not a huge being in the fire, in with managing this whole big piece has been dropped into life, and then the rest of life is still there, right? You can't, you still have clients, you still have business that needs to be managed. And what I have discovered is to just have to breathe and continue to roll forward, because anytime I get this idea about, okay, that's set, we've got it candled, boom, the next minute, the next day, it's not, you know, something new pops up. And after being kind of hammered on that way a couple of different times, it's like, okay, this is just where you're at. This is just what's needed.
You know what I love about this? Let's talk about it, because one of the things that you mentioned, I want to get back to it. And I think, Benny, I'm going to go ahead and skip this break, because I really, you know, Christine, for those of you just tuning in, thank you for doing that. Your life, your transformation with my very special guest, the host of a hit show, Christine Clark. So much more about her. I want you to know, I want you to connect with her. And, you know, when I talk about people that are helping other people, she is the person that comes to mind. But what she's created in looking at forging a life, and we're going to take you through what the forging means. But what you said, I want to get to something you said right in a minute, and then I want to give out some information. Forging a life beyond the curve, calling in your unique destiny. I want to talk about beyond the curve, because you hit a nerve in me. I spend time in the desert. I've been on vision quests in the desert. The desert is an entire vast land of curves. People don't know that. You're in the desert. Doesn't it look flat?
You think it's flat.
You think it's flat.
Right.
I was never so panicked as my first vision quest when I did not pay attention to my mentor. And I wandered, journeyed, mm-hmm. off, because I saw this odd tree in the middle of a desert, and I beelined it. And our mentor said, if you're going to go someplace, always look behind you. Always look at the sun. Always make sure you see your camp. And off I went, and I went up, and I went down. And it's a curve. When you're at certain points of the curve, you can't see the down. But you go up, and then you go down, and then you go up, and you go down. And you know you're keeping an eye on the target. But what you're not watching is the impact of that. And I want to ask you this question. There is a massive, massive awakening beyond the curve.
Absolutely.
And isn't that in the sweet spot of transformation, Christine?
Yeah. Yeah, when you can get into it and realize your capabilities, realize what you've done, and when you're in it, you're going for that tree, you're beelining, you're going up and down, and then you can like, oh wow, there's a beauty in that confirmation. There's a beauty in that transformation. When you get to that point, because transformation is not ever simple, easy. It's not breezy. You know, just go, oh, I'm transformed now. But when you get to that other side and you're able to lift your head up out of what you've been intensely working on and get that breath of fresh air, and all of a sudden you can feel it. You can feel it in your body. You know it in your soul. And it's like, I'm here and I'm different, and I clearly see my capabilities. I've got a better grip on what's possible, what I can do. And it is, it's that thrilling mountaintop piece that shows up at the end.
I want to talk with you a little bit, and I want to take a short break. When we come back from break, I want to talk about how transformation does happen. I want to talk about with you the way you talk about the fires of life, because I can think about those times in my life, and I know people listening today. I mean, all of you listening today, can you think of a recent fire in your life? And I, what I mean by that literally is it's in front of you. And somehow you're trying to figure out, do I go through it? Do I go around it? Am I going to come out on the other side okay? You know, what will help me get from where I am to where I want to go? When we come back, we're going to talk about how does this transformation happen? And how do the fires of life, the way Christine Clark talks about them and works with people, how do they take us at a place that's so much bigger than we have ever thought of, if we can figure out how to get through them? Before we go to break, Christine, how do people find out about you? Tell us about some of the events you've got going on. And I can't wait to hear you tell us how to get through the fire. How do people work with you and all of the above?
Right. You can find me on my website, which is Sunglow Transformation. I am on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook at both Coach Christine Clark and Sunglow Transformation. Find me there. Send me a message. Click on my website. We can have a one-on-one conversation and just shoot the breeze. Talk about what's going on in your life. I love to have those conversations with people. I am putting together a huge retreat. It's going to be very transformational this September, 4 days of full immersion for 24 very special participants.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm so excited about that, because when we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit of what's going to happen at that retreat. Yeah. You know, it is going to be, I think you're calling it Blaze, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
Blaze Transformation Retreat 2022.
Yeah, there's a reason I drive an orange car, an orange SUV. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Benny, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about this idea beyond the curb. You know, in the fires of life, you all know what they're about. Everyone, we all know. It doesn't matter. You know when you're getting too close to the fire. You can feel it. Maybe you sweat. Maybe it's getting a little hot in here. Like, Benny, was that Nelly? Getting a little hot in here. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Christine's going to walk us through how do you get through it. Is it natural? What are the tools we need? And is it okay? Can anyone do it? Benny, short break. Christine, we'll be right back.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
That's what we're talking about. Thank you, Benny. Christine, thank you so much. Christine Clark is joining me here today. I want to make sure that if you're in the middle of the fire and you want to know, is there a way for me to come out on the other side unscathed, come out on the other side, please get a hold of Christine. There are ways for you to work with her. Whether you work with her as an Ignite Breakthrough coach or NLP coach or transformational coach or all of the above, she has more tools to help you than you can imagine. You know, look, this is about stepping up your own game, your personal game, maybe your personal life. Maybe it's about your work life. Maybe it's about fulfillment. Maybe it's about forging your significant life. Please go to sunglowtransformation.com, sunglowtransformation.com, or you can send an email to forgingalifewithcoachchristine@gmail.com. But go to the website. If you want some help now, 1-800-930-2819. Christine, I want to get to this part here, dislike in the fires of life. Because I was sharing with you that there are going to be fires in life, but how long we actually stay in the fire, immobilized, right, is directly related to what we can learn to move through it. Tell us about that.
Yeah, because life is going to throw stuff at us and we're going to react. We're going to be in the fire, kind of like my own situation. You know, it just happens, right? And we get in it, and the part that I know you can resonate with, Pat, is when you're in it, it can seem like this is forever, like there's no way out, like this is the end, like this has got to be my life always, and that's never true. There are simple things you can do, like simply taking an action. Any action in any direction can kind of break things loose for you. Also understanding that there are these periods of intenseness that when you're in it, it can feel like it's going to last forever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yet the next day, 2 days from now, there's a break. Mm-hmm. There's a natural breath that life takes. There is a natural release of something, whatever your situation you're dealing with, takes a step back. And in those moments, you have the opportunity to take a deep breath, to get some clarity, and to realize and see that there's something else that you can do. There's a way out. Mm-hmm. Hanging in there until you get that second wind is so essential. And also being willing to take action, do something different than maybe what you're doing. And the key is any action changes what's present. Any action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, this is really for us today to really take a look at this and think about it. You know, let's have a moment to really tap into thoughts, if we could. Because a lot of times we don't realize that our thoughts translate into what we see in our minds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they translate into actual words that we may either speak or not speak, right? Mm-hmm. Then they may be embedded in the belief. What would be a belief? I'm not enough. Let's just say that. And then as a result of all of that, we take an action that's based on what we've created.
Right, right. Yeah. And if the action is that I'm not enough, the belief is this is what is, there's no way out. It can be so it's almost like imprisoning, you know, it can be so caught in there. And again, that breath, that peace that can shift everything, even if you're taking an act, you know, taking action. I'm having a hard time coming up with an illustration that just resonates
with
me right now. Well,
let's talk to it for a minute, because 9 times out of 10, and I know this is something you teach people, is that usually there's an outside catalyst.
Absolutely.
Now, it doesn't mean that it happened like immediately, but there's something in the outside world that pops something up within us, right? That will give us a new level of awareness. Maybe it'll give us a new notion of, wow, that does not feel good. Or maybe it will tell us that does feel good. Right. And, you know, look, I went through the past 2 years wearing a mask, and I did not get sick, not with anything. And the place that I play my sport removed the masks recently, and I got sick. And no matter what the test said, I did not believe that it was not COVID. Now, it wasn't. It was this new strain of flu, which lasted 4 weeks. But my mind, right? Everything about what was going on, all the symptoms that, right? I stayed away from the office, right? I mean, because 3 years, we've been told. We've been told.
This is what it is, right?
If you're coughing, if you don't breathe, and yet I wasn't even on top of the fact that it wasn't that. Like four tests.
Prepared, right? Yeah.
Everybody, it's like not that. Yeah. But that catalyst, what did that do? That popped up so many thoughts, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Now, I can take those thoughts and I could have stayed with them. I could have ruminated. I could have done it. But I kind of chuckled a little bit at myself. And I said, wow, Pat, you did not come out of these 3 years unscathed, right? Mm-hmm. And this is just one thing. There are many things. There are things that happen at work. How about relationships, Christine? Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Come on. You know, how about relationships? But what we're talking about is this. No matter what it is, the catalyst, don't we gain awareness through it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Always. Always. And I love that you were able to say, wow, all this is showing up in my head because I did finally get sick, and my whole psyche says this is COVID, even though it's not. But you're able to realize the impact of the last several, you know, 3 years that you've been taking this in and expecting it, waiting for it. And even though that wasn't what it was, that was what it felt like. And that catalyst for me when I was last month, preparing for my own show, which is the fourth Tuesdays of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific. That was one of the weeks when I also had to do a presentation for another event. And that was a week where my mother really was in deep need. And I had all of this work to do and had all this time that was required of me to spend with her. And I tell you, Pat, I was sure that I was sunk, that I was not going to be able to create anything that would be of value, that I was going to, you know, I didn't have the time. I was stressed out. Every time I thought I had a couple of moments, a phone call would come in and I'd have to go again. And it was just, I was just spiraling down and out. And then came the day where I had a few hours in the evening and I had the time to sit down and actually do the creative work of putting together a program, the creative work of putting together a talk. And then it was done. It was like, oh, hey, I did it. I had the time. Yeah. And the catastrophizing and the feeling of I'm SOL. But then I had them 2 hours and the time to actually focus on this thing, do the creative work, and boom, it was fine. It was all fine. There is enough time. What I can do will be enough. And the lesson for me is that whatever time I can put to something is of value.
Yeah.
And I can get things done in a much shorter period of time. If that's all the time I have, look at what I can do.
Yeah. I mean, you know, isn't this great for us? I know one of the things that, you know, I hear you saying is people say just breathe. But for me, it's even more than that. It's like I have to hit the pause button. And it's not like a real pause button, but it's an imaginary pause button. It's an energetic pause button, you know, where I can see myself hitting it and giving myself relief. And when we do that, that helps us. It helps us remember. It helps us, you know, get revelations. It helps us to greater understanding. Because let me ask you this question. I'm not sure, and maybe you can talk to it. When we go through transformational phases or journeys or whatever you'd like to call it, there is a new level of understanding that
Absolutely.
Comes out on the other side, isn't
there? Always. Always. And I love when we can be intentional about transformation, when we can take the time to say, I'm going to do this. Like, you know, your journey in the desert, you intentionally say, I'm going to go do this retreat. When people come to Iowa in September to be at the Blaze retreat, this is an intentional setting time aside to do this. But when you're in it in life, I mean, life is putting us in these situations where we are in deep transformation because of what's happening. It's also because of the intensity of what's going on, what's being present in life, actually kind of removes you from the rest of your life. It's kind of like that separation. And then when you are able to get that breath and step back into life or take that break, you have a new perspective on everything else that's going on in your life because of this one piece. And transformation happens beautifully that way too.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I want to do, Benny, I want to take a break when we come back. I would love, Christine, for you to walk through, you know, Transformation with Forging a Life, the program that you take people through, because people are going to be able to hear exactly what it means at each phase of this, right?
Right.
What does it mean when you're at this first place? What does that look like? And then how does it all come together to get us out the other end? And I want to remind everybody that, I love that you're doing this transformation retreat this year, Blaze. Yeah. And write this down, everybody, September 22nd to the 25th, I believe it is. But if you go check it out with Christine, you can go to sunglowtransformation.com. Get a hold of her. When we come back, she's going to walk us through a phenomenal process that is transforming the lives of the people she's working with, how it works and why it works. So we're going to take a short break, Benny. When we come back, more with Christine Clark, Transformation with Forging a Life. We'll be right back.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Know your own divine magic and extend peace and love to all with Reiki Master and author Brett Bevel. Brett offers empowering solutions with energy healing modalities, magical awakening, and psychic Reiki. Brett's latest book, Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide, draws on his own journey of growing up in a racist community and healing childhood trauma. For more on the most cutting-edge energy healing techniques, visit brettbevel.com.
Illuminate your inner framework now with Shelley Hoffberg and Stephanie Salt on the show Intuitive Diagnostics on Psychic Horizons. For you to find the keys to your highest path, it is vital that you see what is happening within your inner metric of you and those around you. They'll help you utilize soul architecture so that you can unravel the highest plan of life actualization for you. Manifest your unique life mission now, every Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Dene. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDene.com. That's DENEE.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Hey, it's so really great to have all of you tune us in, turn us on. Your Life, Your Transformation, my very special guest, also host of an incredible show, Christine Clark. Before we talk about, you're going to walk us through this process.
Yeah.
And it is the process you use when you work with people or you work with groups. Mm-hmm. This is what you teach. This is the program you take them through. This is also part of what they'll be able to learn at the retreat as well,
absolutely.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
I want to ask you this question. The process itself, when you think about it, is so informative. But what I was really struck by, at the end of each phase, there is a very specific outcome that you can almost touch and feel. Can you take us through the program and explain it to folks?
Yeah. Because when in Forging a Life, working with that, it's one of the ways that we're intentional about our transformation. We're doing this because we want a different outcome. And the first thing is, you know, we have a galvanized vision. We just have a vision to really get crystal clear on what we want to bring to fruition. And when you layer this, it with senses, not just having a picture in your head, but also smell, sound, touch, and you can even do taste. Then you have this vision, which is connected to the senses, and that really instills it in the cellular level of your body, so that it accesses your subconscious, brings forward all the things that you need to be able to achieve your vision. And then we talk about, you know, the initial forging, which is what has happened so far in our life, and it's recognition, acknowledgement of life influences and the stories that our brain have fabricated in reaction to the events of our lives, that maybe at one time served us and maybe they still do, or maybe they don't. Right.
Right.
But when we look at that, then the part of the transformation is to openly accept, you know, our life, what it has been, what is this now, and then what's present in the moment.
Yeah.
And because this is where we're starting from. What needs to change? What do we need to let go of?
I think it's fascinating, too, because what we're talking about in real terms is we can really dwell and ruminate. You know, people really look at me oddly when I talk about my stint with homelessness, and I'm half smiling about it. And, you know, anything we get through, the way that you're talking about it, everything that touches us, we have a choice of how we get through it and how we want to hold it in our consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And holding something in our consciousness, how did you say it, that no longer serves us?
Right.
It's just the accumulation of all those things that no longer serves us. And boy, doesn't that feel heavy.
Yeah.
And that's heavy. And that he ain't not my brother. That is heavy.
Right. And until we can say, whoo, I mean, I can actually make a choice to not carry that around anymore, to not live with that as my go-to. It's freeing. It's liberating. It's amazing. But it happens so innately through life, and we build like those stories. And then, right, what do we do with it? How do we do with it?
Yeah. You know, as you've worked with people to walk through these, right, and walk through these, you know, we take about this galvanized vision you talk about, mm-hmm. and then we jump to, I think, what you call initial forging. Right. See, I love that word. And there may be a lot of people that are not relating to that word, but initial forging is initial formation.
Right.
See, between these two pieces here, you're talking about this recognition of these life influences, like these stories.
Mm-hmm.
We fabricate stuff, don't we?
All the time. I mean that's what our brain is meant to do. It's a meaning making machine, and it takes the information and it makes meaning out of it. Sometimes it's good stuff, and sometimes it's just like, really? Yeah, it happens. It happens. And then right.
So when we look at this and we get this sense of openly accepting our lives in the present moment. It's so powerful, Christine. I mean, that right there is so powerful. That doesn't mean we're done. And now we're getting to creating the curve, that thing we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And there are different parts of it. There is creating the curve, the pre-curve. Tell us about what this is, because this is, I think this is really a tipping point of the process.
Absolutely. Right?
It's almost like, what's that game like we used to play as kids, and you go, 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 and then you hit something, and then you have to go back to the beginning. Mm-hmm. But this particular step and this particular phase and what you teach people, isn't this where people get to really start to convert and transform wants and desires into action?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's an exploration of where... what trail do I want to blaze? You know, where, what direction do I want to go to bring to fruition this vision that I've created? And if you take your vision like 5 years out, you can backwards engineer it. Where do I need to be in 3 years? What has to be happening in 2 years, 1 year? And then it gets really crystal clear on the steps to take. But it's declaring and prioritizing needs, wants, desires, and then forming actionable steps around those. So you're honoring yourself and becoming intentional about your life to move yourself forward along that curve. And that's, it's the pre-curve is just like kind of setting up the game plan. So now, you know, it's set. So now you can start taking those steps to straighten things out and bring it to fruition.
Mm. You know, how do you find this particular step for people? And I'm sure there are just a series of things, but it really does set us up for the next fun stuff, the next step, which actually is a bit fun. Even when I watch it in real life and I watch it happening in the process of creating something, this is where people really get to smile, maybe jump up and down a little bit. It's like a light bulb goes on and then the sun goes on. Tell us about this.
Oh, yeah.
When the internal thing starts to move.
Yeah, when the internal shifts start happening, that's when it really becomes get really, really real. I mean, in the pre-curve, it's very intellectual. We're planning, we're creating, we're setting up the path to walk, and it's like, oh. And then the internal shifts drop down into our body, and it's the deep work that's required to unchain those anchors that have been holding us back, to really shift those stories that we created. And it is liberating work, and we feel it. And when you feel that you've got a new perspective, when you understand, it's where people get to pull out all of their qualities that have allowed them to not just survive, but thrive and bring them to where they are now. It's like, look at all these gifts, talent, skills I have because of what I went through. Now I can use these to go forward.
Mm. You know, there are many ways that we can take a look at what happens with folks when they have these moments of ahas and awakening. And for you as a coach, I mean, you get to see it coming, right?
Yeah.
You get right. I mean, it's almost like, you know, when somebody is like right on the edge and then they get there.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, first of all, it's so rewarding, but then it really opens up the door for massive transformation. Right. Once we can get to this internal shift. And I just want to ask you, a lot of times when we talk about these, Christine, people think we're talking about every single thing in our lives. We can be just talking about like one thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My analogy on coaching is, you know, it can be very surface. You can think that, you know, you're just clearing up a blemish on your chin and actually you end up doing heart surgery. I mean, it's just the teeniest things can take us right down to the core, which is exciting and fun as a coach. I love that.
And you know, and let's talk about how we come full circle, because you know, part of this too is, as we're looking at now coming to the release part, mm-hmm. the grinding clean, this letting go of even the tiniest of edges that are not going to serve us anymore, right? Yeah. This is also a very important process, because there's a certain level of knowing that you have to really let go and then allow for the power of manifestation and new growth to come through.
Absolutely.
Tell us about the manifestation stories that happen here.
When you can let go of those things that are not serving you, when you can get crystal clear on the actions to take, the direction you're going, and allow everything else to fall away, life gets really clean and it gets simplified. And the ability to understand or to have this focus allows you, as things continue to come at you, which they will because you're in life, to be able to say, oh, that's not for me. That's not for me. That is for me. And it just helps when we let go of even, you know, our stories, our disempowering stories, then we can pick up empowering stories. When we let go of beliefs and fears that are simply holding us down, we are free to move forward. And we're also free to engage with our courage, engage with our best possible self. And it's that uplift, you know, when you can shine bright and know, oh, I'm going to make it. I'm going there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and the reason that this is so important for so many is because we're talking about a process that is going to really create inner change for outer mm-hmm. change results. Yeah. And that's what I love about what you do. You're not the type of person that works on inner things that don't show an outcome, because the whole idea of forging is an outcome thing.
Right.
You know, when you look at the forging process, you're starting with, I've seen some of these folks start with steel, and I don't even understand it. Some of them are layers, and they just blocks of something. They just look like they're just a little block of something.
Mm-hmm.
And as they go through the process, you know, the fine tuning that happens along the way gets you to the place that you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sometimes it turns out exactly the way you thought, and sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
And the process you're talking about and helping people, the difference between getting close to your target or not close to the target, to me, I've never been able to do it without working with somebody to help me. I don't see myself properly, right? And that's what we're talking about today. Also, this is what you're going to be doing. You do this every day in your coaching practice, but you're going to do this in the retreat as well. You have a little secret in the retreat. I think this would be a good time to tell everybody about it.
Yeah. We are on day three. We are actually, each of the participants are going to be able to go to the forge shop and put the iron in the fire and under guidance hammer on it, and they're going to be able to create a hook, create a dish, create something that will be a token that they can bring home with. It'll be a symbol of what they experienced at the retreat, but also they're going to do something that very, very few people have ever done, is to actually put iron in the fire, pull it out with what they call tongs, hit it with a hammer, and shape it.
Wow.
And the fun of that is you're doing something totally outside your experience. So it's brand new. All of the normal fears, am I going to get it right? Am I going to do it wrong? But you're going to have the opportunity to create with fire and then have something to take with you to say, look what I did.
Yeah.
And look what I can do.
Yeah.
I get the shivers.
I did too. I mean, I saw that you were doing that, and then Howard's going to walk people through that.
Yeah. Howard's my husband. He's the master smith. Yeah.
Because people will be able to see, if I hit this way, it will create this. Mm-hmm. If I hit it this way, it'll create this. If I keep it in the fire too long, it will do this. I mean, they'll actually be able to take what you actually teach them and walk them through your process. And they'll be able to see exactly what the results are. Right. How to change them, how to tweak them, how to take things off that are not, you know, serving you. And in some cases, man, if you grind that blade too much and it gets too thin, you know, you got to do something different. You know, it's never going to get you to that ultimate place. And I have found that in my life. I have taken some points in my life and I have made the blade of how much time I have in my world so thin that when I actually went to do something, it cracked.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Right. Yeah.
But that's what we're talking about. I so love this. You know, how do people sign up? We didn't tell them how they sign up.
Right now, the only link to that landing page to sign up for the retreat is on Transformation Talk Radio.
Wow.
Go to my host profile and it's listed there. The Blaze Transformation Retreat 2022. And on there is the link to take you to the landing page, learn more about it. All the information's there. We will be putting that out in more places over the next couple of weeks, but right now it's only here.
Right. I love it. And we're going to talk more about it. There's so much more. We just gave folks a little sneak peek. Christine, thank you so much. I mean, you know, there's so much that we relate to, but the thing that's really important, you actually help people transform their lives. And that is really what you're known for. It's not only relatable, but it gives people very new language that's impersonal, that they can understand the process of. And the retreat sounds like it's totally going to be a blast. I love it. I want to ask you this. Again, let's give out your website. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with?
My website is Sunglow Transformation, and you can find me there, Coach Christine Clark. You know, if you want to change your life, you know, and live a new experience, if you want to shift or change, whether it's large or small, to have that fulfillment, peace, joy, love, energy, to serve the world, you know, you can transform yourself. You know, your metamorphosis brings to fruition all that you desire. And, it, you know, everything that you need is already within you now. And I think that's the important part. Mm-hmm. All that's needed is that outside catalyst to break the crust, you know, move those blocks and ignite your torch. And everybody absolutely has what it takes mm-hmm. to get where they want to go.
Wow. Christine, thank you so much for everything you do. I'm looking forward to this upcoming retreat. We're going to get lots of information out there. So exciting to learn how to transform with an expert, Christine Clark. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you, Pat. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody that's put their hands on making this show happen.
Yep.
Daniel, Olivia, Benny, thank you all so much, right? And I want to thank all of you for being the best audience on the planet. You are sending us your list of topics that you want to hear more about. We're going to let you know in a little 30-second commercial how you can do that even better. We are here to get to you what you want to hear more about.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.